I have my instructions. Thank you, Michelle. Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
And it's wonderful to be back here. And I just love the spirit. I'm Spirit and Life Church. I mean, I love the spirit in this church. You know, if I lived here, I would come to this church. And I don't say that at all the churches that I go to. In fact, I was just telling Michelle when we were driving up here, I said, there's a church over there I used to go to. I used to go to. But I love your spirit. I just love your spirit. And looks like you guys are growing. That's awesome. That's awesome. Praise God. Well, Father, we thank you that your spirit is in this place today. So we magnify you. We glorify you. We give you all the honor. We thank you, Father God, that as I speak your word today, it brings heaven into the earth. I thank you that you would anoint our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts to be receptive to all that you have for us this day. And we truly give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I love the Word of God. And I had requested that we sing that song, All Over the World, The Spirit is Moving, and about moving up higher. And I just want to mention a couple things before I get started. You know, the Spirit of God is moving all over the world.
Amen.
And I'm sure you've heard about the revival that started off in Kentucky.
Yes. Yes.
And now it has spread to other cities, universities, and nations. It went viral. It went viral. And so it is really spreading. As a matter of fact, I was preaching in a church two Sundays ago up in Orange County. And they support a missionary from Turkey. And because of the earthquake, you know, they had been requesting for food and supplies to be sent to Turkey. Well, that morning they had a testimony from the missionary from Turkey. And he said supplies had come in, excuse me, and they said they had food that came in, and so they were going to go and feed the children first off. And they went over to feed the children, and the children said, well, we already ate. And they said, well, what do you mean you already ate? Well, that big, tall person all dressed in white, he was passing out food. They saw an angel brought the food. And they didn't know it was an angel. They just saw, I don't know, it's just some tall man over here all dressed in white. Came and brought food. Isn't that wonderful? It's just wonderful. And so all over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. That comes from the book of Habakkuk.
Yes, ma'am.
Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled with, it will be, and it is happening right now. We've been praying for this. So we need to magnify this. Because the more we magnify the things of God, the more he does it, the more he moves. And it will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. And I just thought it was so awesome of God to know about this revival that's going on, and then at the same time to bring in the Jesus Revolution.
Amen.
I mean, I don't promote movies, but I'm telling you. Matter of fact, I have a friend. I went to see the movie, and my friend was one of those that was at the Pirate's Cove and one of the last ones that went in the water when Chuck Smith was baptizing people. I thought, wow, you were one of them. And I said, well, and he hasn't seen the movie yet. I said, well, you better go because, but I just want to encourage you, God is moving. What we've been praying for, it's happening. It is happening. So we want to magnify. in our bodies. Amen. It really matters to God. In Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord." I know the thoughts I think about you. This is God speaking. Thoughts of peace. Thoughts of healing.
Yes.
Thoughts of wholeness.
Yes.
Thoughts of divine health.
Amen.
Not of evil.
Yes, right.
Not of sickness.
Yeah.
Not of disease.
Yes.
But thoughts of healing. Wholeness. Strength in our bodies. Our thoughts need to line up and come into agreement with his thoughts.
Yes.
We need to be in agreement with his thoughts. Our concept of God is of utmost importance if we are going to hear from heaven and understand that our body belongs to him and that we are to glorify him in our body and in our spirit. If you ever wondered, does God want you healed? It ought to be very clear just from that scripture alone.
Yes. It,
God, you were purchased with a price. Your body belongs to him. He needs us to glorify him because it is a testimony. And that's how revival can begin just within us. I'm going to move up higher and walk in divine health. But the devil wants to distract or distort your concept of God. And he will tell you, he'll use tragedy, he'll use pain, and he'll use sickness and disease, and to tell you that you're not loved. To tell you that God's goodness doesn't really belong to you. That you're not one that's included in the goodness of God. In Genesis 3:11, you don't have to turn there, but God was speaking to Adam, and he said to Adam, "Who told you you were naked? Who told you that?" In light of today, we could say, "Who told you your condition is inoperable? Who told you your condition is terminal? Who told you that it's hereditary?" If you're born again, you've got God's DNA. Healing and health is your hereditary. Who told you that? When God asks a question, and when he asked that question to Adam, it wasn't because he was looking for an answer. It wasn't that he didn't know the answer. He was wanting him to think. And he wants us to think, who told you that? What did I tell you? I told you that by my stripes you're healed. We need to know, what does God tell us? We need to come into agreement with what he has told us. You know, when you go to work in the morning, or maybe when you go to the grocery store, maybe even when you drive to church, you might have options of going different directions. Or maybe you're going to go someplace and you can see, well, it looks like if there's a lot of traffic here, I think I'm going to take the other direction to go to the grocery store or something. You understand what I'm saying? We have options. We can go different directions. But the devil only goes and only can go in one path. One and only direction can he take to you. And that is through the mind.
Yes.
It's the only way he can connect with you. Not in your spirit. Your spirit. God lives in your spirit.
Yes.
He cannot. The devil cannot go there.
Amen.
He can only go in this direction. That is the only way he can get to you. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So we need to understand, who told you? Who told you? Who told you that healing belongs to you? God told you that. So we need to stay out of the mental realm. You know, healing was never intended to be a difficult thing. It wasn't, you know, but sometimes you just make it so difficult, but it was not intended to be difficult. You think about salvation. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, all you have to do is believe and receive. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Believe and receive. Not of works. Salvation, you were saved by grace. Not of works. The same with righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. All you do is believe and receive that you are in a position of right standing with God. Peace. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. Not of works. You just believe and receive. Prayer. Whatsoever things you desire, believe when you pray. Prayer is just believe and receive. Jesus says, by my stripes, you are healed. Just believe and receive. We make it too difficult. You've probably heard my testimony when I was healed of cancer when I was 28 years old. I had zero knowledge of healing. I'd been in church all my life, never heard one message on healing. I didn't know one healing scripture. Love the Lord, gonna go to heaven. But there I am, 28 years old, and now I'm facing death. And I said, God, I don't know anything about healing, but if you're telling me that you have a healing for me, I take it. I simply believed and received, and I had the most spectacular, glorious miracle of healing. Out of the body experience, God began to teach me about healing. That's why that's become the main thrust of my ministry. I just believed and received, just like salvation. But see, we complicate things too much. We complicate things. Sometimes we give up too soon. You know, in 10 days, I will be going back to Europe for ministry. This is my first time to go back for ministry since COVID. And so I'm looking forward to it. I'll be going back to Switzerland and Italy. Later in the year, I'll be going back to Poland and Ireland, and then back to Austria, and then back to Germany. And I'm really looking forward to that. But I've been going over there since 1999. But I can remember in those early years, one time, and I always travel by train. One time I got off the train too soon. Well, then I have to wait for the next train. Well, sometimes in life, that's what we do. We get off the train too soon. We give up too soon because, I don't know, it seems a little bit difficult. It gets too difficult. You know, like when you get off the train, you might think, well, I don't know what's up ahead. Well, you may not know what's up ahead, but it's good. Yes. The thoughts of God are always good. Yes. Peace, healing, wholeness, deliverance, victory. So don't get off too soon. Don't quit too soon. You know, it's just like in your car. You're driving along and all of a sudden you made a wrong turn. Well, that sweet little voice on the navigator just said, recalculating. Yeah. Recalculating. I have one of my dear friends in Germany. I was in the car with him, and his little navigator, it has the voice of the sweetest little grandmother. And we're driving along, and he made a wrong turn. And she said, now, honey. She said, now, honey, if you would have just paid attention, you wouldn't have to make the U-turn at the next traffic light. She was telling him, recalculate. You see, sometimes when we get off track, the Holy Spirit will say, recalculating. Because he always wants to get you back on track. So you might be going, you think you're doing good, and you go to the doctor and you get that unexpected negative report. You want to get off track. Just remember, the Holy Spirit's recalculating. Amen. What did I tell you? Who told Adam he was naked? Wasn't God. Who told you you have cancer? Who told you you're going to die? Who told you you have COVID? Who told you you have arthritis? Who told you you have diabetes? Who told you? Who told you that? I didn't see that in here anywhere. Didn't see that anywhere. We want to go with what he said. So recalculate the thinking. He said that by my stripes you are healed. Not going to be, you are. That's Isaiah 53:5. And in 1 Peter 2:24, he says, by his stripes you were healed. If the Bible says you are and you were, then honey, you is. You probably heard me say that many times, but recalculate, recalculate. I is the healed of the Lord. And what you magnify will come to pass. But if you're, because as a man thinketh, so is he. If you keep thinking negative, you're going to live in a negative situation. So we have to see ourselves the way the Word of God says we are. We have to align our thinking up with the Word. And it's not a difficult thing. As you're in the Word of God all the time, you just believe what the Word says. Yes. So we have to walk by faith, not by what?
Sight.
In other words, we have to walk by the truth, not by facts.
Yes,
facts are real, but truth has the power to supersede, to override the facts.
Yes.
Truth always has the power to override any negative facts. So we have to learn to live from the inside out, because your helper, your navigator, lives on the inside here, and he will tell you, recalculate what you're thinking, recalculate. So you have to live from the inside out. You don't live from out here. You live from the inside, because your helper lives here. Never reach in here. This is the pathway of the devil. The only way. Don't reach in here. You reach in here.
Yes.
Always reach within. You see, the eye of faith sees first.
Amen.
Yes.
What the natural eye does not yet see.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
The eye of faith sees the invisible.
Yes.
And then it will become visible.
Amen.
You know, I never talk against doctors, because God uses doctors.
Amen.
And there are some very anointed doctors.
Amen.
And God uses medicine. It's never a negative thing if you have to go to the doctor. Because God uses them. Just for example, if you're having tremendous pain and you just take some Tylenol or something that will ease up that pain. Mm-hmm. Well, when that pain is eased up, then it's no longer a distraction, and you can keep your focus on healing. Because, you know, some of those things just cause distraction. But just a little Tylenol, just move, get that distraction out of the way. There's no condemnation for doing that. Amen. But you want to remove the distractions so that you can stay on the Word.
Amen.
Just keep recalculating to the Word. Keep going back to the Word. And you know how I like to use illustrations, and I've done this one years ago, but I get so many comments on this illustration. So I'm going to ask three guys to come help me. I know Jim will probably be up there. He's already pastor. I'm just going to have all three of you stand over here together. Well, I didn't need that one. Pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Yes.
Amen.
Not this one, because it's of a little girl, and I'm not a little girl.
That's why I will promote you later.
Yes.
You guys hold these two. Now, don't they look nice, these guys? Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother. Can everybody see it? Hold it up really high. Okay. Now, we are spirit, soul, and body. You are a tripart being. The spirit, that is the real you.
That's right.
That is the part of you that has been born again. You know, the Bible says those who worship me must worship me in
spirit
and in truth. Genuine worship comes from here.
That's right.
Amen.
This is the part that says, Lord, I love you. This is the part that's been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then this is a soul, your mind, your emotions, your freedom of choice.
Yes.
This is the path that the devil takes. That's the only path that he can talk to you in.
Yeah.
And whatever he says, if you're not in agreement with the spirit, you guys are going to argue.
Amen.
This is where real warfare is. The spirit of God says, I'm healed. The soulish man says, yeah, but.
Yeah,
yeah but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Well, recalculate. Recalculate that.
Amen.
You need to come into agreement, because until these two come into agreement, there's always going to be warfare.
Yes.
And if they're not in agreement, you're going to feel the effects right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Because your spirit and soul live in this house.
Amen.
Now, not everybody has an out-of-the-body experience, which is glorious because I've had it twice. All of you live in a house someplace.
Yes.
Might be two-story, might be a single-story house, but you're not in your house right now. So you could say you are having an out-of-the-house experience.
Yes.
Therefore, you don't know what's happening in the house. You don't know if the light bulb just burned out, or maybe the cat jumped on the table, or maybe somebody's knocking on the door. You don't know that. But if you were to go home today and you stand in your driveway and, God forbid, but your house was on fire, you would witness the destruction of that house. But now you wouldn't be burned because you're not in the house. But if you were in the house and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you wake up, whoa, it is hot in the house, and you start smelling smoke. So you come out of the bedroom and you find that your house is a blaze of fire. You will feel the effects of that fire. You could even be burned. You may not even survive the fire. This body, which is where you live, just like this house has an inside and an outside, it has an outside, it has roof, door, windows, that's the exterior. It also has an interior. Electrical wiring, plumbing, furniture, it's just a house. This house has an outside. Hair, nose, skin, all kinds of things make up the outside of this house.
Yes.
But this house also has an inside.
Yes.
Heart, liver, kidneys, spleen. This is the inside of this house.
Yes.
It is not you.
Amen.
This is just a house.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And if you don't start thinking in line with the Word of God, then there's always going to be a battlefield right here. I have these two connected because whether you make your bed in heaven or hell, your spirit and soul are always going to be together.
Yes.
So you have got to be in harmony.
Yes.
And that's why so many times, recalculate. Where you, what are you thinking? Recalculate it. Recalculate it. Get it back to the Word. Get it back to the Word. Does that help you?
Yes. Amen.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I will promote you in a little while. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. So I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And then what it says next is so important. Who do not walk according to the flesh. Or we could say according to the facts.
Yes.
Facts are real. Most people walk according to the facts. But according to the Spirit, then there's no condemnation. And then drop down to verse 6. The mind, that's that pathway of the devil, the mind controlled or ruled or governed by the facts. The devil's always going to remind you of the facts. Or we could say flesh, but it means facts. If you're always governed by the facts, then it says is death. Now, that's not talking about physical death. It's talking about living a defeated life.
Yes.
So you can be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, pray in tongues all day long, but live a defeated life.
Yes, ma'am.
We're not supposed to be saved, filled, and defeated. We're supposed to be saved, filled, and triumphant. So it says the mind governed by or controlled by or ruled by the truth. The truth, or the Spirit, is life, peace, healing, wholeness, victory.
Amen.
We've got to be controlled by the Spirit man.
Amen.
You know, I often ask the Holy Spirit, and I do it often. Matter of fact, I often do it almost every day. But I always ask the Holy Spirit, today, Lord, if I say one thing or I do something that is not in line with your word, quicken me right away.
Amen.
In other words, Let me just have a recalculation right away.
Amen.
It's just like when I grew up in Nebraska, and I always loved my garden. I had a big garden. I lived out in the country. My favorite thing to plant was homegrown tomatoes. Oh, goodness sakes. And I'd have those homegrown. I'd plant them out there, and then I'd go back and look back, and I would notice, oh, there's one tomato plant. It's not straight in the row. I want my row straight. So I'd go back over to that one tomato plant, and I'd uproot it, and then I just tweaked it over a little bit so the row was straight. Well, that's what I do with my spiritual life.
Yes.
The minute I say something that's not in line with the word, I uproot it. How do I uproot it? I immediately repent. I said, Lord, I repent of that negative word I just said, for it is written.
Amen.
Like you might wake up in the morning, oh, my back is killing me, or oh, my allergies are driving me crazy. Recalculate.
Amen.
Recalculate. Amen. Uproot that. Lord, I repent of that. I am healed of this back pain. I am healed of diabetes. You know what I'm saying? We just have to, you have to be a doer of the word all the time. It's the doer that gets the victory.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13, it says, take firm hold of instructions.
Yes.
Just like my friend's navigator. Now, honey, if you'd have just paid attention. Well, we need to follow instructions. And then in Proverbs 4:20, give attention. The Lord says, give attention, pay attention to my words, or you could say my report. So you're always going to be faced with two reports, either the Lord's report or the devil's report. Pay attention to my report. Incline your ear to my sayings.
Amen.
Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the middle of your heart, for they, my words, my report, is life to those that find them. Let me point out a couple things here. Pay attention to the word of God.
Yes.
Incline your ear to what I say.
Yes. Amen.
And it's not just saying something, but you have to, it's what you hear your voice, your own voice say. It's not just what you hear on Sundays only.
Right. Amen.
It's what you speak all throughout the week.
Yes.
Incline your ear to hear what you spoke.
Yes.
What you spoke. So the ear gates involved in these instructions. The mouth gate is involved in the instructions.
Yes.
Do not let them depart from your eye. So now we got the eye gate involved.
Mm-hmm.
So with the ear gate, the mouth gate, and the eye gate, the ear, eye, and mouth, when they're all involved, it gets into the heart.
Amen. Amen.
Keep them in the middle of your heart. It says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart.
Amen.
In other words, if you get a negative report, do not go to Mr. Google.
Amen.
He's not the healer.
Amen.
He's only going to give you facts, and facts breed fear, and fear is the enemy of your faith. It contaminates. It weakens your faith.
Yes, ma'am.
You cannot go there. Keep those words in the middle of your heart. And you know when it says, keep it before your eyes. You know, so often we have so many scriptures memorized. And I don't like to use the word memorized because it's not good to memorize.
Amen.
Memorization is only here.
Yes,
it's what you meditate on that gets in here.
Yes.
So we can have so many scriptures in here. It can just come out like that all the time.
Amen.
But these are instructions.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Follow the instructions.
Yes, ma'am.
So it says, keep it before your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I just can't go around the house thinking, oh, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me will prosper. That's not my eyes.
Yeah.
You see, if you were to gather up all the books in the entire world, fiction, nonfiction, didn't matter. I don't care if it was written by the most famous Christian, could have been Brother Hagin's books. We'll just say it that way. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This one is the only one that has been breathed with the breath of God. It's the only one been breathed by the breath of God.
Yes.
And that's why it's alive.
Yes.
So when he says, keep it before your eyes,
amen,
that's why words can jump off the page at you.
Amen.
It can be something you've read 1,000 times.
Yes.
And one day, by his stripes, I am healed. Not going to be. I didn't see it like that, but I am. I am.
That's right.
The words can jump off the page at you. That's why you have to keep it before your eyes. Mm-hmm. You think about some person that's in the military. Maybe they've been in Afghanistan, or they're over there, or they're, you know, some horrible place. And they get a letter from home, a love letter from their spouse. And she might say, honey, we miss you so much. Little Sally's been drawing pictures for you, and she wants to know, when is Daddy going to come home so I can show him my pictures? Maybe little Johnny says, when is Daddy coming home to play catch with me? Honey, be careful. The whole church is praying for you. I love you. He can probably smell the lotion from her hands on that letter. Do you think he reads it one time?
No.
Well, read that.
No.
No. He is going to carefully fold that letter.
Yes.
And put it in his pocket. And the next opportunity he has, going to open that up. And maybe he's done this 20, 30 times. And maybe now he knows it by memory.
Yes.
Do you think, oh, I can remember that? No. There's something special.
Yes, ma'am.
When he is holding that love letter.
Amen.
Amen.
That holy written word, that is the love letter from Genesis to Revelations. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yes.
Don't ever think that he just is going to, well, I read it once. No. You know, I was in Mexico one year preaching a whole week long, doing a seminar, and there was a couple that lived next door to the pastor. And he didn't go to church, but the wife came to church. And she asked her husband, would it be okay if the pastor and the guest speaker came over for dinner? And he was a friendly guy. He said, oh, sure, have him come over. So they fixed a very nice meal for us. And then I got ready to leave. And I said, I really appreciate the invitation to come for dinner. And I'd like to just invite you to church tomorrow just so I can feed you from, you know, I'll be doing something different, but I would like to invite you to my service. He says, well, all right, you know. So he came. He got born again at first service. But what I want to emphasize was this man, now I don't believe in the lottery, but of course he wasn't saved. He won the lottery.
Amen.
Not once, twice. He won the lottery twice. And let me say this about this man. He didn't just gamble it away and lose it. And this is in a poor area of Mexico where I was at. And he built an entire recreation center for the whole community. I mean, he was extremely generous with what he won. But then he came up to me. He prayed for salvation. Afterwards, he came up to me and he said, this has done more for me than winning the lottery twice.
Amen.
He said, this, the lottery didn't give me heaven. You're talking about heaven.
Amen.
And then there's a scripture in Psalms 119. It says, I rejoice at your word as one who found a great treasure.
Yes,
that man realized he just found the greatest treasure.
Amen.
The greatest treasure. So when the Bible says, keep it before your eyes, because it is life. Life to those that find it, and health, victory.
Amen.
Everything you need, it is there for the believer.
Amen.
So you need to guard your heart above all other things. Don't lose sight of God's word. It says, let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to your body as you discover their meaning. So we want to stay out of the mental realm and stay in the realm of the spirit. Because when you come into agreement with God's word, you've come into agreement with the Holy Spirit. And the word of God has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit represents the anointing of God.
Amen.
So we could say the anointing of God lives on the inside of us.
Amen.
Or even more clear, the anointing represents the power of God.
Amen.
So we could say that the power of the living God lives on the inside of us.
Amen.
But that power isn't automatically activated. It needs an activator. And the activator is the words of our mouth.
Yes.
Yes.
We activate it. It's just like there's electricity in this building, but when the last person leaves, they're going to turn off the light switch. Yes. They're not going to call the power company and disconnect the power.
No.
They're just going to make it inactive.
Yes.
But this power should never be turned off and on.
Amen.
You need to keep it activated at all times.
Yes,
we used to sing a song at Rhema, keep the switch of faith turned on, just keep the switch of faith turned on. Need to keep it on. In Romans 8:11, it says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that what?
Dwells
in you. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of you and me. Now, we know that God and Jesus are in heaven. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. But the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, where does he live?
In us.
He is not in heaven. That means God has imparted one third of himself to live on the inside of you and me.
Amen.
To me, that is beyond awesome. That is beyond awesome that one third of the Holy Trinity lives on the inside of you and me. Beyond awesome. You know, we hear so much about destruction with bombs and terrorist attacks. And, you know, if somebody were to throw a bomb maybe over here at that tree, well, it's not just going to destroy that plant. It's going to destroy the wall, the ceiling, everything else around it.
Yes.
Bombs are very destructive. They don't just destroy the target. They destroy everything.
Yeah. Yes.
But a bomb never has and never will be powerful enough to reach the pit of hell. That is not going to happen. No bomb will be that powerful. However, the Spirit of God that did reach the pit of hell,
amen,
and raised Christ from the dead,
amen,
out of the pit of hell, lives on you and inside of you and me.
Amen.
That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you and me. That is awesome.
Amen.
That means we have more power than a bomb.
Yes. Amen.
Living on the inside of us. And that power inside of us has the ability to zero in to a malignant tumor,
yes,
and destroy all those cancer cells and never harm healthy tissue around it.
Amen.
I even encourage people, if you're on chemotherapy, just proclaim that chemotherapy is only going to do the goodness, what it's supposed,
amen,
to do.
Amen.
That it doesn't have to cause all those other sickness and, you know,
amen,
just start claiming that.
Amen.
Because, you know, I mean, if you have to do that, you have to do it. You know, just follow after the peace of God.
Yes.
You,
amen,
know, but just claim that it's only going to do what it's supposed to do. It's only going to hit the target and not destroy anything healthy around it. Amen. Because, you know, pain and sickness, it's real, but we have the victory over it.
Amen.
We have the victory. As long as you keep recalculating, no, 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 you're going to go by this, this, this. This, this, this. This is,
amen,
yes, yes, yes. This is healing, wholeness. Reach within. Again, no condemnation. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's,
yes,
there's no condemnation.
Yes.
So we activate these things with the word of our mouth. And let me tell you something else. To me, healing should be so simple.
Amen.
Let me give you an example of something. Before the fall, Adam and Eve knew no sickness. They knew no sickness. But after the fall, the human body became subject to sickness and disease that did not take God by surprise. He knew they were going to fall. So he already had prepared medicine for them. He could have chosen anything. He could have said, well, at noon on the first of every month, if you bow down at noon, you will be healed. He could have done anything he wanted to. He chose this. This is the holy written word.
Amen.
The only word that's been breathed by the breath of God. He chose this to be the medicine.
Yes. Amen.
Who made this body?
God
made the body. And he knew that the body he made is going to be now subject to sickness and disease. So he made his medicine to be the medicine to heal the body he made. Because remember, it belongs to him now. So this word from God will never reject healing the body that God made.
Amen.
And this body made by God will never reject God's medicine.
Amen.
They both have an assignment from heaven to work together.
Amen.
It's just like seed and soil. God made the seed and God made the soil. You put seed in soil, it's gonna grow.
Amen.
The seed will not reject the soil. Soil will not reject the seed. If you've ever been maybe in a mountain range and you're going through all the mountains and all of a sudden you see a tree coming out of a rock,
yeah.
What happened? A little bit of dirt and a little tiny seed. They connected because that's their assignment from heaven. That's their assignment. This body has an assignment from the throne room to receive the medicine. And this medicine has an assignment to heal the body, both from God. They will not reject each other. To me, that just keeps it so simple.
Amen.
We got the medicine, we got the body that belongs to God. Poof. I mean, if you had a BMW and you need a new transmission, you're not going to go to the Ford dealership. You're going to go to the man that made the BMW.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever the car is. Well, God made this, so I'm going to go to God's medicine. Simple, simple, simple. See, we need to keep things simple. It wasn't meant to be complicated. I just believe and I receive. And then to stay in the word, and what if you're on medication, what you just believe it's going to work. It's going to work. But you have to stay anchored. I will move up higher. I'm going to move up higher. And I'm gonna glorify God.
Yes.
I'm gonna have revival in my body.
Amen.
Revival. This is the day of revival. It's going everywhere, right. And it can be spirit, soul, and body, as well as in every university. Praise
Amen.
God. I mean, we prayed for this, and now it's happening.
Yes.
We need to magnify it so God will keep doing it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't just push it under the. No, we've been praying for this. I mean, I don't know when the Lord's coming, but He's a coming soon.
Amen.
Yes.
I love what it says in John 8:32. It says, you shall know the what?
Truth.
The truth. It doesn't say you're going to know the facts. See, more people know more about the facts than they do about the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In John 8:43, I love this scripture. I want you just to turn there. John 8:43. Jesus was speaking, I guess it was to the Pharisees. Have you ever... maybe you've been talking to your children or your grandchildren or something. Maybe, can I have another cookie? No. No more cookies before dinner. Please, can I have another? No more cookies.
Yes.
And finally you say, what is it about no that you don't understand? Amen. Jesus says in John 8:43, what is it about my speech that you don't understand?
Yes.
I love that. What is it about my word? When I said, by my stripes you're healed, what is it about that you don't understand?
Amen.
I said you're healed. What is it that you do not understand about what I just said?
Amen.
I love that.
That's good.
What don't you understand?
Amen.
By his stripes you are healed.
Amen.
You are. So in Colossians 3:16 it says, let the word of Christ, or you could say let the word of truth, dwell in you what?
Richly.
I love the word richly because it tells us what level to have the word living in you. You can have it in you on a rich level. If it's in you on a rich level, guess what? You're going to get rich level results. But if it's in you on a medium level, you're going to get medium level results. Or if it's in you on a low level, you're going to get low level results. The Lord wants us to have rich level results at all times. So that's why he said, let the word of truth live in you on a rich level. See, the word is infused with God himself. He is the medicine. The medicine lives inside of you. So just activate it.
Amen.
Activate the word. You know, living in California, We are subject to earthquakes, and like in Los Angeles or San Francisco or even in San Diego, praise God, we don't get too many down there. But when they build those tall buildings like they have in Los Angeles or San Francisco, they build them as earthquake proof as they can. Yes. And do you know when they do that? Before the earthquake.
Yes.
Not in the middle of the earthquake.
No.
It's a little late. Some people, you know, you ought to take God's medicine every hour, not every day, just like you do your vitamins.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's preventive. It's preventive. It's just like a vitamin, you know.
Amen.
Just take it every day.
Yes.
Maybe I don't need vitamin C today, but my body says, well, it's not going to hurt you. Just take it. You know, just take it. Well, I took it yesterday. That's okay. You can take it every day.
Yes.
Take the medicine. Now, if you do get sick, it's never too late. It's not too late. But, you know, it's better to be on the preventive side if you can be. But, you know, the devil will attack. But we know what to do when he attacks. You've got the whole armor of God to come against the attacks. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've been to Africa so many times. And I have watched those lions when they attack a prey, whether it's a cheetah. I mean, I've been so close to a cheetah that it just killed a Thompson gazelle. I'm about this close. I saw the blood coming out of his mouth. I thought, goodbye. But I knew that he was already exhausted from fighting, so I thought, matter of fact, my guide, his name was Reuben. They have, in their office, they have a picture of Reuben standing with a lion. Just like you're going to go to the dog show and you got your dog there. He is there with a lion. And I said, now, Reuben, how did you ever get that picture taken? How are you going to stand there with a lion? And he's just going to stand there and let you hold him like that? You know, tail propped up? And he says, well, I was watching, he was in a fight with another lion, fighting over the prey. Well, this one lost the fight, and he was exhausted, so he came and run, and he was hiding under my Land Rover. I thought, okay, he's out of breath. He says, oh, I just got out of the Land Rover. I pulled him by the tail. I got him up, and he stood up. I said, take my picture, quick. That's how it happened. Oh, Reuben, I don't think I'd have ever done that. But you know, when a lion goes to kill a prey, he's only looking for one kind of lion. I mean, one kind of prey. What kind does he look for? Why? Because it's easy to devour a weak prey. The devil goes around just like a lion, looking for Christians who have the word in them on a low, weak level, because he knows, oh, it is so easy to devour that Christian. That's who he attacks. That's why God specifically said, let the word in you on a rich level. In John 6:63, it says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. But the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They're not a magic potion.
Right. Amen.
So that's why when you're in the Word of God and you've got that Word of God in you on a rich level, then when you speak God's Word, He puts life on it.
Yes.
He puts life on it. Amen. I want to call my three helpers up here, although one just had to leave for just a moment. So I'm going to have my three helpers come up here. How are we doing on time?
You're good.
Okay, you can be that. You can be that. You can be that. Now, let's just imagine you're going to go to the doctor for a physical examination. Which part is going to get the physical examination?
Body.
Spirits of the body. The body. Now, let's just say that the doctor says, oh, I'm sorry to tell you, you have diabetes. You have diabetes. Which part is you?
Spirit.
Is this you?
Yes.
Do you have diabetes here?
No.
He said you, and that's just kind of what They do. I'm never against doctors, but they say doctors practice medicine.
Yes, they practice.
They practice. Yes. Jesus is the healer.
Yes.
But so he said, you, if your mind is not renewed,
right.
You're going to call everybody in town, everybody at church. The doctor said, I have. You take ownership of something that doesn't belong to you.
Come on.
You will have what you say.
Come on.
You will have what you say.
Yes.
You have to guard your mouth.
Yes. Yes.
Recalculate every to catch. And the Holy Spirit will, I just say, Holy Spirit, quicken me every time I start to say something that is not in a line, and he'll do it. Because we're all good. None of us are perfect. We're going to do it. That's why I ask the Holy Spirit, help me every day. Help me every day, because I'm going to slip. We all do. No condemnation. But praise God, we got the helper.
Amen.
Okay, beep, beep, beep. Wrong word. Beep, 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 beep. Recalculate.
Amen.
Honey, if you had just paid attention. Okay, I want one more person to come up here. Yes, you come up here. I'm going to have you stand right in front of them. Now, we're going to role play. You can face everybody else.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I'm going to let you be the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. No, you can be Jesus.
Okay.
After the cross. That's a relief.
There you go. Yeah.
You can be the Holy Spirit. Jim, be God.
Okay.
It's just for a little while. Just,
yes,
just
ma'am. Just
You are going to be the pillar of the church.
Okay.
Amen. Front row man. I will be the devil. I don't like people to volunteer for that part. So one day the devil attacks our brother with sickness and disease. Now remember, when you pray, your prayer goes in one of two directions. You're either asking Jesus to do something he's already done. When you cry and beg and Jesus, heal me. Calvary was so well done in one act, it need never to be repeated.
Amen.
So don't ask him to do something that's already been checked off the list.
Amen.
But then sometimes we're asking him to do something he's told us to do. So the devil attacks him. He's pleading. He turns to Jesus and pleads, but nothing happens. He's begging, Jesus, heal me. Get into the act. Jesus, heal me. But nothing happens. But the devil just keeps coming at him. And he's getting worse and worse. Jesus didn't do a thing.
Come on.
He's getting worse. But now he arises. And he's reading in the book, the holy book of God. And where Jesus says to him, behold, I have given you authority to trample on serpents, on scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means will hurt you. He just got a revelation that he has got authority over the devil. So now he faces the devil, and I'm a visitor. You have to be friendly to
yes,
me.
Ma'am.
But he takes authority over the devil. You know, when you take authority over the devil, he's not going to say, he's not going to apologize.
No.
The devil will never apologize. Man, he's going to just keep coming back and back. You know why he keeps coming back? He's checking to see what level.
Yes.
What level? Can I wear him down, or does he have high level? So now he took authority over the devil. I want you to, no, you can stand here. I'm not going to hurt you. I've been defeated now. Okay. Let me back you up so you can. So now, when he was being defeated, he was still saved, right? He was still saved.
Yes.
But defeated. But now, and the Holy Spirit was still living in him. But now look what happens. Holy Spirit, put both your hands on his shoulders. Is that okay if everybody touches your shoulder? So now the Holy Spirit is his helper who lives on the inside of him. So he's going to help him to not get weary, not give up, not give up. Don't get weary in well-doing. And when he prays in the Holy Spirit, he is building himself up. So he is now activating the helper that was there the whole time.
Amen.
The whole time. Now look what else happens. Jesus, put your hands on his shoulders also. The Bible says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for him. Now I don't know what Jesus is praying, but you can sure he's got all the bases covered.
Yes.
All the bases are covered. Whatever it is, he's got all the bases covered.
Amen.
Look what else happens. God, put your hands on his shoulders also. The Bible says that God looks over the words that he just spoke from his spirit.
Yes.
And when God looks over those words from his spirit, not just his mouth, not from here, from his spirit,
amen,
God put life on those words.
Yes.
And now when the devil looks at him, the devil does not see flesh and blood.
That's right. Yeah.
The devil sees a spirit.
Yes.
Of life, of authority, of victory.
Mm-hmm.
A moment ago, the devil also sees the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Now, a moment ago, you saw him being defeated.
Yes.
But once he takes his authority, his stand, look what you see now. All of heaven backs him up.
Amen.
When we take our authority, thank you, everyone. When you take your authority, all of heaven backs you up. You have got to understand, if you need to recalculate something, honey, recalculate.
Amen.
Recalculate. It's time that we need to have revival coming out here in Bullhead City and believing for it. But the more you talk about it, the more you get involved and start witnessing to people and learning how to pray for the sick and build yourself up. If you don't have that little healing book, Instructions from the Great Physician, I mean, that went number one on Amazon in two categories. You know what the second category was? New Age.
Amen.
The New Age people went wild over that book. Praise God. And there's a salvation message at the back. But see, there's so much we can do. But now, all of a sudden, things are happening. Let's don't let it die down.
Amen.
Let's just move up higher. Move up higher. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your holy written word today. We thank you, Lord, that you live on the inside of us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit is our navigator, that every time we get off track, just recalculate, recalculate. We will always be open to the recalculation. Father, I thank you that your word takes deep root into each and every heart today. Let us leave here, not leaving and saying, amen, the message was good and it's done. No, let them take it with them, that they'll always have that word afresh on the inside of them. So, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.